Geronimo Power hosted an open house event this past week at its home at the former Nobles Cooperative Electric Building north of Worthington. The company plans to construct a data center in the county, explained Jordan Burmeister, Senior Director of Geronimo Power.
Historically, we're a development company of renewable projects, and so we had projects in development, wind and solar projects in the area, in the region. And so seeing the opportunity to bring a data center to the area was to pair up the generation we're developing along with the load that a data center requires. And so pairing those two, we're solving one of the main obstacles for a data center is where the generation is going to come from. So we're bringing that load to the generation where it's going to be created at.
The Nobles County Data Center is set to be located east of Geronimo's planned Summit Lake Solar and Storage Project, which will span approximately 1,615 acres of Nobles County land and be connected to the grid via the Nobles 345 kilovolt substation. Three different wind farms will also be located north of the data center site. Bailey Peterson-Webster, Community Engagement Manager with Geronimo, explained what a data center is.
Data centers power just about everything we do in modern life, honestly, from your cell phone to pumping gas at the gas station. When you swipe your credit card at the gas station, that data is going to the gas station and then to a data center for your bank and then back in a matter of seconds to be able to run that credit card transaction. It's involved in medicine, emergency response, modern farming, I mean, you name it. If you are using something technical, it's going through a data center.
Much has to be done before work can begin on the project, Burmeister said.
Going through a siting exercise, so being close to large transmission lines, you know, because we need to accept that power off the grid. And then also looking at other ingredients for bringing a data center here. What is it needing? And so, and then also trying to locate that in close proximity to our power generation projects as well.
We'll have more on Geronimo Power in future news segments. With RadioWorks News, I'm Ryan McGahee.